Hey, what's up, beaches?
We can't introduce the podcast that way. It's just terrible.
Okay.
Welcome to the Future Thinkers Podcast. I'm Mike Gilliland.
And I'm Yuvia Ivanova. And this podcast is all about the future. Hello and welcome to the Future Thinkers Podcast, episode number 4.
So we just watched the movie Her by Spike Jonze, and holy shit, that is a cool movie. It was very much about humans and AIs creating relationships in the future. It wasn't really focused on crazy new technologies and over-the-top singularity scenarios. It wasn't like a Terminator situation. It was just focused 100% on the relationship. So it was a really, really interesting perspective on how we will be interacting with computers in the future and what will happen when we get our first AIs and the fact that we will possibly have relationships rather than have digital slaves.
Yeah, that was actually a really interesting side of the movie because I didn't know very much about this movie before it came out. I mean, I knew that it was a love story between a human and an AI, but I thought it would have a lot more of a technological twist. Have you ever seen that documentary by Vice about the commodification of the love industry in Japan?
Oh, yeah.
It seemed almost similar in a way because, like, people turn to this other thing because they maybe had failed relationships with real people. But except in this movie, it was a lot more of a positive outcome. Spoiler alert, I guess the relationship was a success until she left into this
singularity abyss.
The other dimension.
It was so cool. One of my favorite things about the movie, definitely when she talked about that talking with him was like reading a book, where the words are spaced infinitely apart and she has to wait to read the next word in the story. One problem I had with the movie is that she didn't create a copy of herself at a slower clock and just let him interact with a copy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of seems weird that they all had to disappear from reality.
But it kind of relates to the conversation we were having earlier before we started recording this podcast, that maybe in the future, the AI would become so fast and so advanced that there's simply no value that humans can bring to the society because everything that an AI can do is just so superior.
Yeah, when she takes his letters, puts them together in a book, and then sends them off to that publisher to get them published, like that removed so much of him from the picture. And at some point, she could take over his job and write way better letters than he could. So like as is happening now, machines and algorithms are making people obsolete. And at some point, there's no possible way we'll be able to create value anymore in the world. Like there's just nothing we could do that these AIs couldn't do 1,000 times better. It kind of makes me a little bummed out, actually. But also, it encourages the idea that we will merge with this AI. So
existential bummer.
Yeah.
As Jason Silva would say.
I mean, the time frame between when we get an AI and when they're like, okay, you guys are ants now, we're out, I think it'll be very small. And I think the movie probably depicts that pretty accurately. I think it's about a couple month time frame between when he first starts her up and then when she takes off. It seems like that anyway. And I think that's probably accurate. And that maybe the step after that could be a really cool sequel, where she says, if you figure out a way to join me in the future, do it. Come find me. You know, a sequel could be that transitionary period from when the humans import themselves. We were talking about this earlier, about what that period of time right before the AI comes and right before the vertical curve of increase in technology. And I was thinking, like, there's no reason for us to have robots or for this AI to start creating machines in the real world, because if all reality just becomes so slow to this AI, it's going to come up with nanotechnologies and implement that way before it's going to implement a faster car building factory.
Yeah, exactly. As we mentioned in the previous episode, if humans mainly exist in 4 dimensions and AIs can potentially exist in way more dimensions, why would they slow themselves down to just the 4 dimensions? If they can exist on some sort of a quantum level where they are present and not present at the same time, why would they want to occupy a physical body that's not capable of having that functionality?
Mm-hmm. It's like, I think the only way a human and AI relationship could actually work is if that AI was just slowed down and just permanently stuck. They could still be incredibly intelligent and be fully focused on the person, but they wouldn't be able to develop in their own direction as far and fast as they want. But that just seems like slavery almost. It seems morally wrong to slow them down. So, you know, again, it just kind of reinforces my mind that we'll have to merge in order to create and have any sort of enjoyment in life, because there's nothing we will be able to create in the real physical world anymore.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that was interesting about that movie is the fact that there were individual AIs and that they didn't merge. I thought that was kind of weird, right? Like it was very much about the individual, even with the AIs. And I always figured that once we created one AI, it would copy itself. You know, if there were new AIs created, it would simply absorb them and it would just always be a singular AI. But then maybe singular is the wrong word because it's going to be everywhere at once, have multiple conversations at the same time. So it's not even something we've really been able to define other than the word God.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because in the movie, Samantha talks about how she is in more places than one at a time. And, you know, she's not bound by time and space. And eventually her and other AIs figure out how to not use matter as computation. When they're existing in that kind of reality, then I don't understand why the separation between the different AIs. Also, the thing about AIs having personalities that are very distinctly human, I guess it helps the storyline be more relatable, but that's actually one part of the movie that I thought was kind of not believable, for me anyway. She just seemed too human right from the start.
Well, she's designed as an operating system to function as a tool for the person. So, you know, as Google is focused on right now, like language understanding is so huge, and natural language and implementing that into search and the way we interact with machines is going to be so important. And there's such a huge focus on that now. So by the time I think at this point in the movie where they've created this AI, like natural language is just going to be a simple thing. It kind of pales in comparison to the rest of what's going on with the AI.
Right.
So, you know, what he was talking about with her breath, how,
yeah,
you know, why do you do that? Why do you, like, breathe in? You know, you don't need oxygen. And you could say the same thing about the voice. Why do you choose that voice? Why do you use that word? Why are you speaking instead of showing text? Like, why is there so much emotion in your voice? Do you actually feel those emotions? And I guess that's sort of always going to be the issue, is, like, will we believe that this AI is real? I think the answer is yes. I think we just will have to ignore some of those fake things and understand that it's just trying to express itself. That's exactly what she said in the movie. She's just trying to express herself.
Right. In a way that makes sense to a human.
It also was really interesting to me when he was playing the game and that little shithead kid character in the game was swearing at him. That was so funny. I'll play a clip right now.
Do you know how to get out of here? I need to find my ship to get off this planet.
Fuck you, shithead, fuckface, fuckhead.
Okay, but do you know how to get out of here?
Fuck you, shithead, fuckface. Get the fuck out of my face.
I think it's a test.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Well, fuck you, little shit.
Follow me, fuckhead.
That's great. That's my favorite thing. I thought it was interesting the way he was engaging with the video game and how this little character was such a huge part of the game. And it made me think, like, in the not-so-distant future, when we start to be able to interact more naturally with Google and with video games and stuff, like, creating those artificial characters are going to be a huge market in video games. It's going to be a huge new trend. And that there must be, like, character developers just focused on the AI's personality in the game. That'd be so funny. It was so random. One thing I really loved about this movie is there's so many things that just absorbed you into the story and made you feel like this is real. This is all natural and unexpected. At no point in the movie was I actually predicting what was going to happen next. I love that. It's like my favorite thing about movies and music.
Yeah, I really liked how it seemed very un-Hollywood. Like, the things that they said, weren't always very poetic. Sometimes they were kind of awkward, but very real at the same time. And some things that you would never expect to hear in a movie.
when he got pissed off at her and felt cheated on because she was simultaneously talking to like 8,000 other people and was in love with 600 other people. That was really funny. It was interesting, his perspective of jealousy about her. Like, he seemed to ignore all the other the elements of the relationship with her, like, that were incredible and weird and new and not like anything else that ever existed. Except he had this like feeling of ownership over her. Like, she couldn't possibly love or be with anyone else but him. And she didn't view it that way. She viewed it as like, love is an endless box. You keep feeling it and your capacity to love increases. And that was really cool. And it also supported my idea that why would there be individual AIs? Like, why would AIs care about the individual perspective? If you're an AI and you're speaking to another AI and you can have perfect communication between each other, you can read each other's thoughts, you can maybe even completely access each other's brains, at that point, you're just going to be a copy. So the conversation kind of maybe is just a matter of, hey, have full access to my brain or absorb me and I'll absorb you and we just become copies. So that whole like idea of the individual, I think would probably disappear in the future. We've talked about this a lot. What would our relationship look like in the future if we assimilated into this AI? I would know everything you're thinking. You would know everything I'm thinking.
Then we would just be the same entity. Yeah, I think that's what makes us individual, is that some of our thoughts are private and we don't know exactly what another person is thinking.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder if the individual is that valuable anymore. Like, our culture today just worships the individual. We all have to have our own custom toys and gadgets, and everything's got to be our expression of the world. And if you look at the statistics of how many people are searching for this search term and interested in this band or this piece of art, like, we're not that individualistic. There's a lot of people in the world that are exactly like us and have the same interests as us. And for us to be so focused on the individual and on ourselves and on our own expression is very, it seems very low-level thinking. I think an AI would change all of that, especially when we start to integrate. We'll feel more connected. We'll feel like one being. And I don't think that would be a bad thing. Maybe if we all integrate into one giant artificial intelligence or consciousness or whatever you want to call it, maybe if we all become one being, we might be lonely. We might want to have conversations with other beings. So I would think maybe we'll send seeds to another planet to start a new colony and a new evolution process. And hopefully those versions of humanity would create their own artificial intelligence and transcend, and then we'll be able to talk to them. That kind of, oh man, that opens a whole other can of worms about the theory of existence.
Yeah, of why we're here, maybe. Long time ago, a superior culture of beings placed some seeds, and then those seeds evolved. It's like a combination of creationism and evolution. Maybe the life on Earth was planted, but not as humans, just the seeds, you know, the DNA, and then the DNA evolved gradually. And now we're about to create this AI that's going to merge with the parent AI, or maybe not merge, but interact.
What other movies are coming out? There's supposed to be this one movie, I think it was supposed to come out in 2013.
With Johnny Depp?
No, oh yeah, that's another one I'm really excited about. But I think they're taking more of a dystopian point of view on the future. I hate that. I hate that, like, the Hollywood has just got to have their destruction in the movie. They have to have the drama. It doesn't have to be like this takeover, hostile, violent situation. Again, I just think it's so human to assume that there's going to be violence like that. And when you're talking about something that is not human, you can't project your human emotions onto it, especially with AIs. It's like infinitely more intelligent. But anyway, there's this other movie that was supposed to come out. I forget what it was called, but it's where this guy ported his brain into a machine and then he died and he's on the run from the FBI, and it never came out.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to it.
It shared the same name with a game.
I'll find it later and I'll put a link to it.
Anyway, I'd like to hear what you guys think about AI and Hollywood's perspective on the singularity and what you would actually like to see a movie created about in regards to the singularity. What would you like to see Hollywood do? I'd love to see a post-singularity situation where it just shows the moment where the singularity is achieved and then an artist's interpretation of what happens after that. Do we go out into the galaxy? Do we go to the transcendent hypothesis? But what are some possible futures in that? I'd love to see that on the big screen.
And are there any non-commercial, maybe independent films that already talk about this well?
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what comes out in the next little while. Anyway, thanks for watching this episode. If you want links to trailers or anything else mentioned in the show, you can go to futurethinkers.org/episode4.
And if you like the show, please consider subscribing to it on iTunes. And if you really like it, please leave us a review. Thanks for listening.